time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Express Ranch's fall bull sale is coming Monday, October 5th, 11 a.m. at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma, featuring 650 head on offer, 270 Angus bulls, 44 Hereford bulls, and a lot more. You can attend in person or see it live on SLA TV, Superior Livestock, or on liveauction.tv. Express Ranches provides genomically enhanced EPDs on their bulls. You can check out the sale catalog and sale videos for the fall bull sale at expressranches.com.
With CFAP 1 wrapping up as of September the 11th and CFAP 2 starting on September the 21st, Dr. Amy Hagerman, Assistant Professor in Agriculture and Food Policy at Oklahoma State University, explains how the second round is different.
So CFAP 1 that ended September 11th was really based on those price triggers. If there was a 5% price difference between a one-week period in January and a one-week period in April, then those commodities were eligible. CFAP 2 really opened the door in terms of commodities. There are more commodities that are eligible for this one, but instead of just having the price triggers, we also have flat rate commodities and then also sales commodities. So that's, for me, that's the first big difference. This time, all wheat classes are eligible, and that means winter wheat. The second kind of thing on the price triggers is for cattle. This time the cattle payments are inventory based, but it's non-breeding animals only. So anything that has had an offspring already in your herd would not be eligible this time around. Then we have the flat rate commodities. These flat rate commodities are the ones that they didn't have enough price data, or maybe they didn't reach that 5% price decline threshold. It's a flat $15 per acre rate. And it's going to be based on your FSA crop report that you've already submitted for the 2020 crop year. And this opens the door for things like sesame and canola. And then finally, we have the sales level commodities. These are going to be based on your 2019 sales, if you have 2019 sales, or your 2020 sales if you don't. This is very much where our specialty crops like our pecans and our grapes are going to go.
Don't forget the deadline for applying is coming up on December the 11th. You can go on to the USDA website, farmers.gov/CFAP, for more information. Well, the quarterly grain stocks report shows old crop corn stocks on hand as of September 1st, 2020, totaled 2.0 billion bushels. That's down 10% from a year ago. Old crop soybeans stored in all positions were down 42%, and all wheat stocks were down 8% from a year earlier. Released by the Department of Agriculture's Natural Agricultural Statistics Service, the report found that out of the total corn stocks, 751 million bushels were stored on farms. That's down 8% from a year earlier. Off-farm stocks at 1.24 billion bushels were down 12% from a year ago. Old crop soybeans stored in all positions totaled 523 million bushels. Soybean stocks stored on farms totaled 141 million bushels. That's down 47%. And off-farm stocks at 382 million bushels were down 41%. All wheat stored in positions totaled 2.16 billion bushels. On-farm stocks were estimated at 705 million bushels. And off-farm stocks were down 10% at 1.45 million bushels. You've got farm news on Ron. It's Blackjack Farms and Guests' annual female production sale coming up on Saturday, October the 10th, 12:30 p.m. at Blackjack Farms in Seminole, Oklahoma. The lots are being consigned by Blackjack Farms, McCarran Farms, and Pfeiffer Angus Farms and includes 70 Angus and Simmental Sim Angus lots. Sale books online at mcsauction.com or you can call sale manager Matt Sims for more information at 405-641-6081. Blackjack Farms and Guests' female production sale Saturday, October the 10th in Seminole. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.